had a new partner and new baby, strong and healthy, nothing wrong with him. But my partner, Edonne, his name is, we would watch Netflix for like half an hour and he'd be stopping and saying, is the baby okay? And I was like, I'm sure he's fine. And he's, how do you know? Are you sure? I'm going to go and check. And then sure enough, he'd go in, like, make a sound opening the door. Or even worse, if he was in the pushchair, he was told in the hospital and with the health visitors to check behind the neck whether it was the right temperature. And I thought, gosh, he would have a cold hand and sometimes wake the baby. And it was driving me mad. So I thought, God, I have to get something to stop this.
Welcome to the Sleep Nanny podcast. We're here to serve as your parenting partner, your sanity saver, and bring you a healthy dose of wholesome conversation with guests and experts to make the minefield of parenting more joyful and less overwhelming. Welcome to this week's episode of the show, everybody. I am delighted today to be joined by Anita Favang. She is a mum of four who has been juggling being an amazing mum with also being the founder of Baby Sensor, which is a high-tech company providing safety for parents. She's an entrepreneur, she's an innovator, she's a fascinating lady, and Anita is here today to share more about her journey, her story, and what she's bringing to parents. Anita, a massively warm welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We're really glad to have you. I would love for you to share with our listeners just a little bit about your journey to become the founder of a high-tech company in the parenting space as well, whilst being a mum of four is pretty impressive. What attracted you into that world in the first place, and how did you get to here?
Well, it started many, many years ago, actually. Not a lot of people know that because it was... I had a three-year-old and a newborn, and I was struggling to try and give attention to the three-year-old whilst the baby was asleep. And I was just not present with the three-year-old and just thinking about, is the baby okay? And I had the choice whether to go and check and possibly wake the baby or just sit there and not enjoy the three-year-old who finally got the attention. So that's many, many years ago. They are now actually 23 and 19.
Wow.
So that's when the idea came in the first place. I did something. It was like a Princess Trust Young Entrepreneur or something. Yeah. And we actually won that competition. Amazing. In Edinburgh. Yeah. With the best idea. So that was pretty cool. And because it was a television program where we presented this on the Sunday, I was absolutely sure by the time I had my now seven-year-old that this product was in the market because the technology was kind of there and I thought somebody would have made it. So it started off again, like I said, 7 years ago now. And I had a new partner, a new baby. Yeah. Strong and healthy, nothing wrong with him. But my partner, Edonne, his name is, we would watch Netflix for like half an hour and he'd be stopping and saying, is the baby okay? Yeah. And I was like, I'm sure he's fine. And he's, how do you know? Are you sure? I'm going to go and check. And then sure enough, he'd go in, like, make a sound opening the door. Or even worse, if he was in the pushchair, he was told in the hospital and with the health visitors to check behind the neck whether it was the right temperature. Mm. And I thought, gosh, he would have a cold hand and sometimes wake the baby. And it was driving me mad. So I thought, God, I have to get something to stop this. Yeah. So that's how it started, like properly. So I went out, checked the market, bought a few units of now my competitors, and I found that they did not do the job because I wanted to know on the phone if something was wrong. I wanted to know. So I wanted a baby call, which we already had, but I wanted something on the vitals. I wanted something on whether the things that he was checking, basically, is it too hot? Is the baby breathing? Yeah. That sort of stuff. Or does he have a pulse? You know, when they're sleeping really like well. Yeah. That's when you can't really see that they're alive, basically. So he was like, oh, I don't. Anyway, so that was, I was testing and I found we had some units that made him more worried rather than helping him relax, because there were loads of false positives.
Okay.
So he would get like a notification or an alarm in the night and he'd be like, oh, God. So yeah, that was the story behind why I made baby sensor.
Amazing. And it's such, you know, so many parents feel that way. And I know I did. And to be honest, even now, there have been times where I check on my children who are at this point in time, 11 and 13, and I'll still go like, is everything okay in there? Especially if they've been under the weather and you're just, you do. And to know that you don't need to worry or go in and it's like, can I hear the breathing? Can I see that chest moving? Lots of parents probably wouldn't want to admit that they worry about that kind of thing, but I bet lots of them do. And
I think we're born like that. I don't think it's got nothing to do with facts, you know, like cot death, it's been reduced massively over the last few years. But I think, I mean, now with my five-year-old, I remember the same feeling carrying that little baby seat out of the hospital towards the car. I felt the same, you know, that you just want to protect that little baby and you do anything you can to make sure the baby's safe. Yeah. And I don't think that disappears, whether it's likely something will happen or not. It's kind of there. I think it's kind of in your DNA as being a parent. And I think it doesn't disappear even if the child is 13. I think it's still there. And I should know, having somebody's moved out, I still think about him and worry.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's part it just of the changes. Job, to be honest. Completely natural.
Yeah, yeah. It carries on, but in different ways, I suppose, as they grow. Mm. But such an amazing product, and there's so much technology involved in that, because like you said, you tested things, they were giving false positives, which creates more concern and alarm. And to come to a product where you've got that accuracy, you've got those vitals, like that's some pretty serious tech there. That's I'm sure that's not been easy.
I mean, I don't understand any of the tech, to be honest, but I do understand what parents feel like, and I do understand what other parents feel like, because it wasn't just me feeling like that. You could recognize that feeling. The one thing to protect your baby is kind of everyone's got it. And being a sociologist is my background. I am interested in how people make choices. Yeah. Why do they buy the stuff they do? And I'm really genuinely interested in people. So it was great for me to then interview loads and loads and loads and hundreds of parents. And also, being in the baby groups, I keep joking that this is like one of the few businesses where it's a good thing to get two babies in a row, where it's almost impossible to combine being like an entrepreneur and having young babies. But in this business, I think it's an exception because you sit there and you breastfeed together and you share like genuine stories and you understand the group in a way it's quite unique.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's what I'm kind of bringing to the table in this company. But I've had to, right from the start, know that I'm not the best in the technology. I don't know the commercialization bit. I don't know the finance bit. But I do know how the customers think. And I do know that I need the best tech people in the world in order to make the best product in the world for the family. Yeah. So I've been very aware and very good at finding really, really clever people.
That's amazing. I love that. And I think that's the thing to do. That's what entrepreneurs do, though. It's, you don't always have to have all the answers yourself, but if you have the vision, you know the goal, you know the outcome that you're looking for, and then you source the right support to make that happen. And I find that really inspiring, because I have ideas like yours that, you know, where I think, well, is that possible? And how could that be made? And I know it would be amazing, but I couldn't create it, but somebody could. And it's, if you can think it, it can happen, right? You can make it happen. So it's so inspiring that you've done all of that and built this company whilst being a mum of four as well. How do you find the parents find the product? Like, what's been the feedback? Like, I know you can attach baby sensor to push chairs. It's mobile. You can use it in any environment. And like, just, yeah, I'd love to know a little bit about the parents' experience of it.
What they're saying is, I mean, this is the baby cord bit. This is the wristband bit, which has got the sensors. I think the feedback is that with the newborns, what they are using the most is this bit. And it's like this is what's measuring oxygen level, it's measuring heart rate, it's measuring the skin temperature. Yeah. And then you get the info on the app, so you can see that everything's okay. And that's what they do most of the time. Yeah. That they look on here, see that everything's okay, and they do that. They're more interested in the pulse and the oxygen level in the beginning, and then later on, as the baby's growing and moving into their own room, they're more interested in the baby call thing. And then they're saying what's really useful is, in the beginning, like I said, it's a sensor bit. It makes them relax. It makes them sleep better because they know that they can trust the technology. Yeah. After using it for a bit, they can really see that they will get notified if something is out of the normal range. So I think also the fact that we've got this 4G eSIM card, a lot of parents say they appreciate it because they can live their lives a bit more like normal and still feel that the baby's safe, so they're out and about more, they're out in the car, because then you're not depending on Wi-Fi in order to get the info.
Yeah, that's amazing. That gives it access anywhere, anytime. I know from a sleep professional perspective, this is the kind of thing that helps parents to step back, like you said, when your husband was accidentally waking the baby by checking on them and almost like fussing too much. But actually, we talk about that sometimes, just hang back, like they're just settling or they're okay. And sometimes we can accidentally cause disturbances or fuss too much, or we hear a sound and we go rushing in, when actually if we just know, oh, it's okay, they're okay, or you know that all their vitals are fine, there's nothing wrong. I always loved my video monitors, because I used to just, I'd hear a sound, I'd click it on, I'd look and I could visually see, like, okay, they're fine, it's just a dream, they're just making a little sound in their sleep. And it really does help us, like you say, stay calm and step back and let them find their own rhythm with their sleep and to settle, without us going in with the good intention of helping them or resettling them, but then accidentally creating more stimulation and more disturbance. So I know that myself and all, you know, our sleep expert community will be like, this is just great for that. It really helps to support parents with encouraging better sleep as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the last thing you want is to disturb your baby, you see, but it's really hard. It's easier said than done to just say, relax and don't worry, he's fine. When you've had that thought and you're wondering, is he okay? Is he too cold? Is he too hot? Whatever you're thinking about, it's very hard then to be present and enjoy your sleep or your partner or Netflix or the other kids.
Yeah.
So I can really relate to that, but I can definitely see what you mean about disturbing rather than helping the baby. And I think I've had some parents out there who said, you know, they had the injections and they were a bit under the weather and they were looking a bit unwell, you know, not sick, but they were not sure whether it was okay. And then just to check that the oxygen level is okay, the pulse is okay, it's had them relax in the evening, not take them to the A&E for an unnecessary visit, that sort of thing. Yeah. So that's really good.
Yeah, it really is. That's such a good point, actually, like rushing off to emergency rooms and out of hours clinics because of a worry that actually could have been settled with the technology in the home. That's not just going to calm a parent, it's going to impact little one, disruption to them, but also and the health services as well. So it's kind of win-win. How about something I'm interested about is the temperature thing. So with the summer months, and when in the UK we typically don't have air conditioning because it's not warm enough. Maybe 3 days of the year you wish you had it, but that's about all. And we have times when it gets really hot briefly, and everyone of course goes, what do we do, because we're not used to that. And almost every year I have articles in the press about how you can keep your babies cool at night and all these things. But the temperature is something parents do ask us about a lot with their sleep, and are they too hot, are they too cold, how should I dress them?
Yes.
And of course they're all different. Yeah. As well, would it, yeah. It measures their body temperature, right? So even if it's a hot day, our own body temperature can regulate, and so it wouldn't start spiking and saying your child's too hot.
Well, we don't have body temperature.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we only have skin temperature.
Okay.
So it's basically what's on the skin. And we also have room temperature.
Yeah.
And because of the reasons you're saying about, and because of hot countries,
yeah,
as well, you don't want an alarm to go off every...
Just because it's a warm one.
Just because it's, yeah, warm and it's not ideal sleep environment.
Yeah.
That we put it into the ideal as the sort of green, gray zone where everything's,
yeah,
normal. And then we have a bit yellow notification, oh, you could check on your baby, that sort of thing, when it's a little bit out of the normal,
yeah,
range. And then it's, if it's a red alert, then it's really far off from what is seen as the ideal or the normal,
yeah,
range. But on days like that, because we don't want, so for example, I don't know if you can see anything.
Yeah, I can see on the screen.
You can see here, mm-hmm, we made it really easy. This is the room temperature, I think. It's all in Norwegian for now. We have it in English as well, but we made it easy so that we can adjust.
Okay, so you can control what should,
yeah,
be okay at any given time. So you can control the parameters on the app.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Because it's in like an ideal,
yeah,
sleep environment for a sleeping baby, and then of course it needs to be easy to make it. So yeah, you just adjust it. You can't. Obviously, you can't see on the podcast, but you just really easily,
yeah,
adjust it.
Yeah.
So that if you want to keep an eye on the pulse, for example, and the baby is awake,
yeah,
I wouldn't necessarily bother. So I'd probably switch it,
yeah,
off easily as well. But if the baby is awake and moving about, you don't want to have alarms just because,
yeah,
the heart rate is,
yeah,
up. So you want to make it easy to adjust accordingly.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know that your baby is okay, even if it's a hot day.
If you're having
summer,
a heat wave.
You don't want,
yeah, and you know that the room, you know, ideally we want the room at, say, 18 degrees C, but you're like, do you know what, it's going to be 27 tonight and there's no way I can cool the room down anymore. And so we know that that's okay and not that there's something wrong, so you can adjust the parameters on the app. Like, yeah, that's brilliant.
But like you said, the body does do some adjustments for themselves, luckily.
Yeah.
So the skin temperature probably should be okay-ish.
Yeah.
Unless they got loads of cover around it, which you probably shouldn't have too
on
many
a warm day.
Blankets in on a hot day,
no,
like that.
That's, yeah, I really like that. It's like it's customizable, depending on the situation as well. So yeah, as to what is ideal. Amazing. Such a sense of peace and calm for parents with this. Definitely.
That's the plan. That's our goal. That's what we're here
Amazing.
For.
Amazing. So I think, Anita, I'd love to know from you, as an innovator that has created such an amazing piece of technology with your team, like, what do you have do you have other ideas in the pipeline, or is this, because I know what it can be addictive, like, oh, I've just had this brilliant idea that I want to bring to life. Like, is there more to come from you, or is this
there
your baby?
Definitely to come. You know, I have four babies. I should,
yeah,
probably have four inventions as well. But I've had some EU funding to create the next level.
Yeah.
This is what I made now is advanced baby,
yeah,
cool. But we made the next step level. That's probably going to be in the market in 2 or 3
yeah,
years. So if you want to have some highlights on that, what that is supposed to be doing is that it's a camera and we're measuring important bits from the camera, yeah. which is very highly innovative. Awesome. And it's created especially in the beginning to help premature babies,
oh, wow.
or the parents rather, yeah. because the going from the hospital to home, it's too much because you had all the monitors, you've had the best doctors, you've had everyone helping you looking after your baby with the best technology. Yeah. And then you go home and you have to kind of just keep an eye on your baby, and it's overwhelming, it's too much. So we have more parents with premature babies having, you know, antenatal depression, anxiety, all these sort of things. And even the dad's got big problems yeah. because it's overwhelming yeah. having to care for that one baby, and also if you have other baby or other children yeah. it's too much. So we are aiming to help that group in particular yeah. and with our it's a product that we call Pre-Care yeah.
amazing.
So it's
I think it's very it exciting. Is exciting
new innovation.
I think it's yeah. Like you said though, you're helping the mental well-being of the parents who are, you know, that have these high levels of anxiety and worry in those early weeks. And that's huge. And I think that's amazing. I love that.
I think helping with the mental well-being of parents is it's been my aim since I was a teenager myself. Yeah. As close as I can get to a life mission, it's helping people with mental health. And I think helping parents relax, sleep better. So that's why I'm a big fan of Sleep Nanny yeah. as well, is because of what you do and the importance of sleep yeah. for well-being, for the ability to care for the baby, to get that, you know, the magic of babyhood yeah. or enjoy the sibling still, you know, with all the overwhelm of the new baby, all that combination to be a great parent in the most important few weeks in life. It's crucial for mental as well as physical well-being for the whole future yeah. and for society as a whole, to have parents be at their best in those difficult mm. weeks. It's so important. And I think sleep is like one of the main ingredients for, also for me as a background in child protection, I think to prevent any sort of child protection issues, this is the most important things we can do. Mm. So it's great speaking to you, doing the same, so aiming for the same, having kind of the same vision, making a huge difference yeah. in the most important time of It's really cool. That's why I love your products.
And
well.
Yours. No, it really is. And it, yeah, the well-being aspect is huge, and it's so important. And not just for the little ones' development and how they grow and their mental well-being, but the parents too. And I love that your products really support that. I also love that you're using technology for good. Do you know what I mean? It's like leveraging the advances that we have in tech now, the things that we can make happen. Like I said before, like you can think it up and you can actually make it happen and make it into a product, and leveraging that for something as good and as wholesome as people's well-being. There's so much conflict for parents these days around tech and overuse of tech. But actually, we live in a time where if we use it for the right things, it can benefit us in so many ways. And this is just one example of that. Taking that technology, yes, you've got a smartphone there that can give you that information right in the palm of your hands. You don't have to go back too far for that to have been a wildly crazy idea that you would never have been able to imagine. And now you can get the kind of information that you would normally have to check into a hospital and be wired up to masses of sensors just to get that data. You can strap something to your little one's wrist and you can get that data on your smartphone. And I think it's really important that we celebrate the plus sides to technology and how that it you know, how it can really help us.
I mean, I agree with you, but I think genuinely, I mean, with my background again within child protection and doing what I can for the babies to have the best parents possible and for the parents to enjoy their babies, I think it's like a win-win. But how you do it, whether it's having your mother-in-law there for months to help you, or whether it's the sleep nanny, or whether it's a proper nanny, I don't care whether it's technology. I just think technology makes it more accessible for more people. Yeah. I don't know, hiring a full-time nanny in the night for like months. Yeah. I mean, I can't see, most people couldn't afford that, but it doesn't really matter. Whatever helps you, if it helps you relax, if it helps you sleep, I don't care whether it's technology, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your sister, whether it's your mom, whether it's whoever, it doesn't matter. It, as long as you can relax, sleep, and enjoy the baby, I think it's crucially important. That, but I think when you have the technology, this is my take on it, it can be too much technology, absolutely too much phones. That's why we didn't want to, for example, to have a camera, because we didn't want people to sit and watch the phone. We wanted them to watch their partner's eyes or Netflix or something or enjoy a bath without having that technology, and trust that you would get notified or an alarm if something was really wrong. So our take on it is that generally it's too much technology, but if we do have technology that is accurate, that you can trust, that can make you relax, I feel that we're obliged to help people with it.
And you're absolutely right. You know, there's not everybody has either the money or, you know, the ability to bring help in, and not everybody has extended family around them and all the help and support. And in this day and age, so many more parents are working, like both parents are working lots of hours without any additional help or support or family nearby. And so often we do look for these sort of accessible, transportable options that you say, you know, as you say, you can put in the palm of people's hands without that. Yeah, I do envy when people say, yes, I've got several family living a few streets away and people around all the time. And I think, well, that's a different, you know, that's a different scenario. You've got lots of hands on deck, but not everybody does. I see, you know, many single mothers who haven't got any help in the home and they're doing it all themselves and they're working. And so the added worry, without even anybody to share the worry with, can be huge. So this is, like you say, an accessible way to help and support with that, which is just beautiful.
It's saying, it's this saying, it takes
a
village to raise a child or something. But you don't often hear people feeling they have that village there, and especially at 2 a.m. when they might need that auntie or the neighbor or whatever, you can't. You know, you don't call people at 2 a.m. And we could wish that we had the village, but like you said, more and more people are living by themselves, and also people live in cities far away from their parents or family, and we are becoming more and more individualized. But we do have the technology,
And I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that you've brought this to life, you know, from an idea, from an experience as a mother as well, and to then see that. And I also love the fact that you had the idea a long time ago and then thought that must have been done and then it hadn't. And you're like, actually, no, it still hasn't been done. So good for you for, you know, finding a way, making it happen and bringing this into the world. And I hope that we can share this with more and more people and that more people can understand what they can have. And it's not, you know, not as a, not even as a kind of a nice to have, but actually as a well-being assistant, you know, something that can actually support their nervous system, their well-being and everything. I think it's, really amazing what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very proud of the product as it is now. And we've also had feedback from some parents saying they want the camera. So we've decided now to make that as an add-on because they would feel safer, like you were sharing about, that you could see some things you can see on the camera, especially when they get to the age where they're trying to climb out of the crib or whatever. But before, and I think there are also things you cannot see on the camera, that's which is the reason why we made this wristband, which you can put on the leg. I don't know whether you should call it a wristband, as you can have it on the arm or wherever, but yeah
The things you can't, like you say, actually, the things you can't see, is your child fussing and standing up in their crib because they're just figuring things out and it's a behavioral thing, or is it because they're trying to tell you that something hurts, or they're too hot, or they're too, you know, that something's off? And so I love that it gives you the things you can't see. So yeah, it's amazing.
And like you were saying earlier as well, sometimes they do complain a little bit, or they have like a cry, but it might not necessarily be a distressed cry. It could just be some kids, they are light sleepers and then they're trying to calm themselves down by making a bit of a noise. You know all about this, but then to know that the pulse is sort of within the normal range, it's not in like real distress, that can help you maybe wait that minute longer before you go in and possibly disturb the baby. So I think That's handy.
A really valid point. Because you it's so easy to think that a cry means a problem, or a cry means, I always say, not all cry means sadness. Not all cries mean that they're, you know, distraught about something. They're just communicating. And sometimes it could just be a fuss, or we often say sometimes a little one, especially babies, they'll cry out or they'll make a noise to kind of say, I really want to go to sleep. I just don't know how to do this. Or I've woken up and I'm not sure how to get back to sleep, because maybe they've been rocked to sleep, or something's helped them to lull off. And they're like, I don't know how to do this. I need some help here. And that's what the cry is. But when we don't know and we can't read those cries all the time, it can be hard to know how to respond. I love that your sensor can give more indicators to that, and like you say, it's like, no, this baby is not distressed, they're not, you know, they're not in the realms of high levels of cortisol or anything like that, they're just fussing a bit, and you can see this by their pulse rate and so on. So that's it's amazing. I think I love having I like being in the know. I'm one of those parents where I'm like, give me all the information. Like I would be obviously mine are probably a bit old now, but I would definitely be putting these on my babies if they were younger now.
What do you think you'd use it for? Would you use it out and about, or how do you think you'd use it? If you had the babies in the relax unit?
That's a really good question. I would probably more so at home than out and about. But then that maybe because I'm quite a home person. Like I was probably with my little ones. If I was out and about, we would usually be doing things. Being in the sleep industry, most of their sleeps were at home, so there wasn't so much. But then I say that, I think if they were ever a bit under the weather, or I was one, you know, had concerns about other aspects of their vitals, then I might be like, we'll just have this on anyway, and then I'll know. Yeah.
So then do you think you'd use it in the car, or?
Yeah, cars are great. Yeah, especially on long journeys. Because of that worry of, are they getting too warm or even distressed? Nursery is another one. I would want it on them at nursery. If I was working and they were in nursery, I'd be like, they're in somebody else's care right now, but I can track their vitals on my phone, on my app.
We are very aware of not being a medical device, not wanting to be diagnosing anything, not wanting to scare people, so we're very aware of that, but we do have stories where they have used it in kindergarten, and the parents and the people in the kindergarten were able to catch a very high pulse and some things in that way. So I understand how that can be relaxing if you've had an incident of epilepsy or a fit of some kind, or you're not sure whether they're a bit under the weather, whether they're getting better or worse, that sort of thing, to keep an eye on that. While it's the little ones in kindergarten, I think it can help you relax at work and be able for you to get on with your life in a better way. At least we've had some customers saying about that.
Yeah, no, it's all about that, isn't it? About being relaxed. Calm parents usually lead to calm children, calm little ones, just feeling better all round. All of that leads to better sleep, better well-being, and better health overall. So,
But you also really believe that your well-being is affecting the baby's stress levels, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's fascinating, and I'm absolutely convinced that there's such a strong connection between what's around the baby and how the baby's feeling.
Our energy, so I think it's like they pick up on it, don't they? They can sense it in how we behave. And I honestly think even just in our nervous system, if we are harboring anxiety, worries, frustrations, even if we speak calmly to our little ones and come across calm, they can sense when something's off, I think, within us. And then sometimes it does come out where maybe we are distracted or a bit snappier or less present. But I just think without that, even just the vibe we give off, they can pick up on that from a very young age. They're very intuitive, aren't they?
I remember it affecting my breastfeeding even. Yeah. I had problems getting enough milk because I was so stressed out. And that's like, obviously that's affecting the baby.
Yeah. It does, I'm sure. Oh, it's fascinating. It really is absolutely fascinating. I love having this conversation with you, and I'm really grateful for
Thanks
you like coming to share your story, your journey. I think it's inspiring for, I know we have other mums that listen to this that are entrepreneurial and creative minded. So I know even hearing your story of how you took an idea through motherhood and brought that to life, but also for our parents of new babies right through who are maybe struggling with some of these anxieties and can see that there are devices and there are things you can do to actually calm that down and for the greater good of everyone. And yeah, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all of this with us today, Anita. I really do.
Thanks for having me. It was lovely being here.
It's a pleasure. And if people want to look at Baby Sensor and find out more about you, where would be the best place for them to go? Where should we send people?
babysensor.com, I think.
Perfect. We will put the link. It's easy to remember, but we will put the link in the show notes as well for easy access.
But we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, I think I'm on TikTok as well.
Amazing. All the places you can find Anita.
I think so.
And Baby Sensor. Yeah. Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure, Anita. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button on your podcast app so that you don't miss a juicy episode. And if you want to find out more about how Sleep Nanny can help you or about becoming a sleep consultant franchisee, head over to the Sleep Nanny website on sleepnanny.co.uk. If you've enjoyed the episode today, please help us spread the goodness and share it with a friend and leave us a podcast review so that more people can benefit from the takeaways that make parenting feel a little lighter. See you for the next episode of the Sleep Nanny podcast.